We meet 3CDC President Steve Lieber outside and masked up at what, in the early 2000s, used to be a series of rundown and boarded-up buildings.
12th here in Vine, this was ground zero.
12th and Vine is now flourishing with upscale shops, housing, and retail. The nonprofit real estate company brings a stack of impressive before and after pictures. But Lieber says there are still hundreds of affordable housing units.
And then right next to it, you have condominiums in this building, that building, and then there's another affordable housing on each one of the corners over there. So it's reflective of the neighborhood.
How did they transform the neighborhood? And who did it leave behind? 20 years ago, crime was through the roof and the neighborhood was falling into disrepair. That's when public and private industry stepped in to buy and renovate 200 buildings.
UC Urban History Professor Ann Delano Steinert was watching the change from afar. She lived in Over the Rhine before, during and after the unrest, but then moved to New York. She's back now and thinks 3CDC barreled through the neighborhood.
You know, I'm of two minds about it. Did they save the architecture? Yeah, and that's amazing. Did they cause displacement and financial hardships for longtime residents? I think they did that as well.
Delano Steiner liked the diversity of the neighborhood, remembering when people experiencing homelessness hung out at Washington Park and her neighbors were mostly low-income African Americans. Like Delano Steiner, Mike Stalin is white. He moved to Over the Rhine in 1989 and still lives there. At some point, he realized his neighbors were moving out.
Some people, their building was bought and they just gave eviction notice to everybody. Some people, the rents just got higher and higher every year and they just couldn't do it anymore.
Stalin says if he didn't own his own building, he probably would have left.
Somebody who was forced to move his martial arts school and mom and pop store was Black business owner Reginald Stroud. For a decade, he rented 1123 and 1125 Walnut. Then Urban Sites bought the building.
And they gave us 45 days to move. And to boot, they gave us offer of $200 to help us to relocate.
Urban Sites offered to rent other buildings, but Stroud says those cost three times as much. The development company says his property was in very poor condition and there were safety issues. Stroud eventually got back on his feet and runs his store, called Anybody's Dream, in Northside.
That term gentrification does something to me because that's exactly what it was. It was someone who was swinging or yielding a much larger sword, felling a much smaller person, you know, who didn't have the capacity to fight back.
Over the Rhine Community Housing is working hard to keep low-income residents in the neighborhood. It manages affordable housing units, which have been decreasing over the past two decades. A study by the Community Building Institute and Xavier University shows Over the Rhine lost more than 40% of its affordable housing units between 2002 and 2015. Executive Director Mary Rivers says the challenge is that affordable rents aren't enough to cover the cost of operating a housing unit.
It has to almost be a mission-driven entity that owns the property because it's not a moneymaker. The market cannot reach $400 a month rents and sustain it, you know, or $500 a month rent when it costs $700 to operate it responsibly.
Rivers says property values are going up, and that means higher taxes. She had hoped the unrest would spark change, but says economic disparities brought up during protests were never addressed.
How can we do things differently so the benefits are more widely shared? And it is so hard for people to approach it from that angle. Whenever we've brought it up, we've been shouted down, dismissed. It's just frustrating. Why can't we talk about it in those terms?
3CDC's Steve Lieber says his agency is working with neighborhood organizations to make Over the Rhine representative. As we walk down 12th Street, he greets old and young, white and black.
It survived the civil unrest. It survived the disinvestment that went on in this neighborhood. It's now surviving. It's going to survive this pandemic.
3CDC is pushing north of Liberty, buying, renovating, and building. One big project involves rehabbing the Over the Rhine Recreation Center, Findlay Playground, and Grant Park. I'm Ann Thompson.
And I'm Corey Schreiber, 91.7 WVXU.